Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dr. Amy Edwards, an infectious disease specialist at UH Rainbow, joins the show. So, Dr. Amy Edwards, what are you seeing at UH?
We are doing great, actually. We have not seen any kind of surge yet, knock on wood. The trend over the last week or so has been, really almost 2 weeks, has been really good.
So speaking of the kids, the governor said each community can kind of set their own rules for Halloween and trick-or-treating, and now the CDC has come out and said we shouldn't do that. So what's the plan for Halloween? What should we do?
Of all of the holidays, Halloween is the one I'm the least worried about. If people are careful, if they keep it outdoors, I think it's fairly low risk. And I say, hey, let the kids have one last hurrah before we shut them in for the winter. You know, I think it's probably a good idea for people to take it outside. You know, normally you have people knock on your door and you go and you answer the door and you're kind of down in the kids' face putting candy in their bags. I think it might be a better idea to move that outdoors. But I think you could still go forward with it.
And what is the biggest problem with Halloween? Is it reaching into the candy dish? Is it being close to each neighbor when you go door to door?
I think the biggest fear really is actually the close contact. I mean, think about, you know, somebody rings the doorbell, you go to the door, and it's some cute four-year-old wearing their Spider-Man costume. What are you going to do? You're going to bend over, you're going to get right down in his face, tell him how cute he is, you're going to put candy in his bag, he's going to talk to you and tell you what he's dressed. You know, you're going to talk to each other right in each other's faces, right? For me, that's the biggest problem. I mean, the touching and the candy, that's less of a risk. I mean, certainly we know the virus can live on surfaces, but it doesn't appear to be a big source of spread for the virus. Like, even though it can live on surfaces, it doesn't seem to spread that way very well. But yeah, if everybody's wearing a mask and we just take that half step back and try to, you know, keep away from each other, there's no reason why the kids can't run around in their costumes. We can't put bowls of candy on our porch and sit on our porch and say hi to each other. Just be a little bit less, you know, in each other's faces.
So speaking of the spread and the droplets and getting close, the CDC put out a statement, then retracted it, about the growing evidence that droplets and airborne particles can remain suspended in the air and breathed in by others and travel beyond 6 feet. So what's true? Can it or can't it?
Yeah, they technically didn't retract their statement. Airborne has always been something that we've known that COVID was capable of. The only thing that they did was emphasize the statement because they worried that people were paying too much. Like, if you're only worried about droplets and you're not taking any precautions for airborne, particularly in healthcare settings, which is where airborne is a bigger problem. But from the beginning, we've always said that airborne is a potential route of transmission. But if you look at the outbreak and you look at how you can control outbreaks, it doesn't appear that airborne is a major driver of infection.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.